Wednesday, August 3rd. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, you have talked about the dangers of progressive Christianity on Today in Perspective. In fact, you did an entire teaching series on progressive Christianity, which is aired on our 30-minute teaching program In Perspective. Harry, today I would like to come at this issue from a little bit of a different angle. 2 Corinthians 11, verses 14 and 15 tell us, Satan disguises himself as an angel of light, so it's no surprise if his servants also disguise them as servants of righteousness. In other words, Paul is saying it is not necessarily going to be real obvious to all believers that something is askew when a false doctrine enters into their congregation. So here's my question for you today, Harry. What should believers be looking for in terms of how do I recognize progressive Christianity when it tries to make its way into my church?
Well, if you are in an evangelical church, there is an effort, I believe, from the kingdom of darkness to infiltrate it. Please remember this, Satan has three schemes that he works from. Number one is intimidation, where he tries to silence Christians and Christianity by intimidation through persecution of livelihood or even of life itself. A second scheme of Satan is imitation, whereby he imitates biblical Christianity with a false Christianity that takes away the content of Christianity while presenting a facsimile of Christianity. And then the third scheme that he uses is infiltration. He infiltrates the membership of a church with factions and divisions and gossip and slander, and he infiltrates the leadership of the church. Biblical leadership teaches the truth. Unbiblical leadership deceptively draws away from the truth by misusing the truth, twisting the scriptures when they teach it to make it say what it doesn't say. Progressive Christianity is doing to the evangelical church in the 21st century what liberal Christianity did to the mainline Protestant church at the turn of the 20th century. And just like liberal Christianity, progressive Christianity is ultimately anti-Christian. Now, why? Well, the why shows up in the evidences of its presence. And so maybe to answer your question, Tom, I can identify some of the markers of progressive Christianity when it begins to infiltrate the leadership and the teaching of a church to provide an imitation of Christianity whereby the same terms are being used, but they don't mean the same thing as they do in biblical Christianity. So, Tom, what are some of the things that you can look for that would expose this facade of Christianity with the same terms? First thing you'll look at is what others have called mission creep, or I prefer to say mission exchange. The mission of the church is very narrow. The mission of a Christian is very broad. We're salt of the earth and light of the world. How do we become salt of the earth and light of the world? By the church staying on mission. And what is the church's mission? Make disciples. We are the embassy of the kingdom of God, whereby we make disciples of all the nations, teaching them how to exalt God in worship, evangelize others, enfold people into the body of Christ, the family of God, and then equip them by teaching them all that He has commanded us. So a gospel-based evangelism and discipleship is the objective of the church. The second thing is to remember that when the church gets off mission, the mission will eventually control the message. What is the mission of progressive Christianity? Well, the mission of progressive Christianity is cultural transformation. Well, do I as a Christian want cultural transformation? Yes, but that's not the mission of the church. That is the consequence of the mission of the church. When we turn out Christians whose lives are changed by the gospel, the way they do life and family and business and the way they engage as a Christian citizen, all of that changes the culture. Whatever your mission becomes will eventually dictate your message. That means, thirdly, to be accepted as a culture player, the church begins to modify its message. A dwarf gospel In other words, the church will start preaching a gospel that offers the blessings of forgiveness, but doesn't call for the responsibility of the pursuit of holiness. It talks about the declarative blessings of justification and adoption, but it doesn't speak to the transformational blessings and the demands of Christ in terms of regeneration, breaking the power of sin, and sanctification, pursuing obedience out of love to Christ. So you've got the deception, you've got leadership to a false mission, and the false mission begins to modify the message itself, and now theological terms are being defined with the wrong dictionary. But the biggest thing you'll look for is the loss in the confidence of the preaching of the word and discipleship out of a submission to the word of God as the final rule of faith and practice. Liberal Christianity attacked the inerrancy of Scripture. Progressive Christianity attacks the sufficiency of Scripture. That Christ is sufficient. He breaks the power of canceled sin. And while perfection is never found on this side of eternity, a heart to follow the Lord and the ability to kill sin and pursue obedience is a part of Christianity, but that begins to be denied in order to engage people in the benefits of Christianity while not calling for the demands of biblical Christianity in the preeminence of Christ in all things, so that whether we eat or drink or whatsoever we do all to the glory of God. The consequence is a blessing upon the culture. But that's not the objective, that's the consequence. The objective is that God is exalted through the preeminence of Christ as Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. And the call is that our allegiance is to Christ in all things, in every arena of life.
Harry, I think it's safe to assume we have people listening to this podcast right now that's saying, Harry, you just described my church. What do they do? Do they find another church? Do they stay within their church and try to get it back on the right track?
Well, the first thing you do is you pray for your leaders. The second thing you do is you appeal to your leaders. The third thing you do is you make propositions to your leadership. Now, if a church continues to get off mission, therefore off message, therefore off ministry, then you may have to find a church that's on mission and on message and in ministry. But the first thing you do is you pray. Second thing you do is you appeal. The third thing you do is you propose. The fourth thing you do is you begin to bring the testimony of Christ into the church. And if the glory of the Lord has departed, then maybe you have to depart. But that's always the last step, and then becomes the first step to be engaged in a church that's on mission, on message, and in ministry. If the church has abandoned the mission and therefore the message and therefore its ministry into becoming the culture player instead of the biblical witness to the culture, then you may have to make a move. But do examine the issues, because progressive Christianity is making its inroads into churches, denominations, and various institutions such as seminaries. Tom, in liberal Christianity, mainline Protestants who were so infected begin to deny the faith. The operative term in progressive Christianity, here's the word you're going to hear, I am deconstructing my faith. In other words, I am dismantling it. What begins to define Christianity in their deconstruction? They no longer look to the word, they look to extra-biblical documents and proposals. So we need faithful leaders who will speak the truth and maintain biblical magisterium, Christ-exalting, Spirit-filled, on mission, on message, and in ministry.
Dr. Harry Reeder's 9-part series, Progressive Christianity and Biblical Perspective, will help you understand this dangerous threat to the Christian faith by examining the marks of progressive Christianity and topics such as its motivation, mission, and message, Revoice Theology, and the tie between progressive Christianity and critical theory. To order this series, go to briarwood.org/progressive CD. We'll do stop by again tomorrow, Thursday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.